You're listening to the audio production of Gaining by Losing, Why the Future Belongs to Churches That Send, by J.D. Greer, published by Zondervan and read by Maurice England.
Forward. When I was a young boy, my dad taught me to play a game he called Giveaway Checkers. It was a simple game. The goal was to give away all your checkers by putting them in a position to be jumped and captured by the other player. The first one to give away all his checkers was declared the winner. In essence, you won by losing. I didn't know it at the time, but my dad was teaching me a powerful lesson about the marketplace, marriage, and ministry, because in each of these important arenas, those who give away the most end up gaining the most. In the following pages, J.D. Greer shows how this simple but profound principle of gaining by losing applies to church life. With solid theology, unassailable logic, and a host of real-life examples, he shows us how to play giveaway church. It's a game we all need to learn to play, because in God's economy, the church that sends the most wins the most. Yet few pastors or churches actually play giveaway church or have a desire to do so. It's easy to see why. Our culture at large doesn't celebrate those who grow their fruit on someone else's tree. We may praise kingdom impact, but we reward church growth. We may talk a lot about kingdom priorities, but more often than not, our success is measured by how many people we keep, not by how many we send. In the church world, the pastor or church with the most checkers wins. So what's gone wrong?